Michael Cohen is one of the members of this flight. He is from Los Angeles, California, and he is heading to Rishon LeZion. It is a pleasure to welcome you to JM in the AM.
Thank you for having me. Yeah.
Tell us a story here. At what point did you decide, L.A., no more, I'm heading to the Holy Land?
My dad and my mom and most of my family, cousins, you know, they went to the Army and and my brother, too. So, I wanted to help out the country first and foremost, you know, give my time and volunteer.
Could I ask how old you were?
18.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
Are you going straight to the Army?
Yeah.
So you are...
After high school, yeah.
You're officially going to be a lone soldier.
Yeah, yeah.
And when does your Army service begin? It's now August. When does your Army service begin?
So I'm in Galin Tzabal, so I'm in a kibbutz. I'm in kibbutz Sorah for like 3 months. And then it begins
in earnest?
Yeah. I'm pretty sure everyone, they get put into their units at separate times because, let's say, I want a different unit than someone else.
Right.
My Gibush is, like, different.
It says here your goal is to get into the Israeli Navy.
Yeah.
Why that preference?
Not just the Israeli Navy, but the Navy SEALs.
It's called
Shayet Shloshesrei.
Shayet Shloshesrei. It's right here in my notes. And this is the equivalent of Navy SEALs, what we know as Navy SEALs in the United States?
Yes.
The training for that must be... what adjectives would you use?
incredibly difficult. Incredibly hard, yeah. Life-changing.
And, you'll pick up skills you'll certainly use the rest of your life. And with that in mind, that this challenging road is ahead, your thoughts are?
My dad was in Shayetet, so I'm just going to push through like he did. And,
Well, what does he say about his experience in it?
Oh, he said it was one of the funnest times he's ever had in his life.
Even with all the hard work and the physical toughness and all that?
Yeah, he said he was even a little crazy back then, you know, to do all the things he did when he was young. All the things that Chayat does. Jump off of planes, snorkel.
Well, that's skydiving, which I assume is the norm in many areas of the Israeli armed forces. What did you just mention? Snorkeling?
Scuba diving, yeah.
So that's also a skill that
Chayat has to learn,
So you're an adventurer.
Pretty much, yeah.
to say the least. Do we know yet when Army service is over what direction you're going in?
Yeah. I want to be a chovesh, a medic, a combat medic in the Navy SEALs. I want to be a combat medic in the Navy SEALs. So, like, we're in battle, you know, my teammates, something happened, like, they have to come to me, you know?
You're setting your sights very, very high.
Then hopefully I can pursue, like, a medical career after that.
Your message to the 18-year-olds out there, your message to the young people in general, especially those who think about heading to the Army when they're still, you know, independent, not married at this point, etc., what would you say to them?
I'd say, live life to the best of your ability, do what you want, strive to be the best version of yourself, and be happy, most importantly, while you're doing it.
And this obviously is making you very happy.
Yeah, absolutely.
What a pleasure to meet you.
Thank you.
Michael Cohen, everybody. He is a lone soldier and will officially be so just a couple of months from now from L.A. heading to Rishon LeZion and, of course, part of Galin Tzabar, which we hear so much about. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
A real pleasure. More coming up here at JM in the AM.